You bring in a couple of guys on both sides of the line last week, Clint McDonald and Jared Valdir. What are they going to bring to the Broncos?
Well, excited about it, both of them. And, you know, Clinton's a guy that we like because, you know, we feel like he can add some pass rush inside, which we need. And so, he's played very well for the Bucs. And so he's come, you know, we got him to come to Denver, and we're happy about that. So we think that, you know, he adds that depth plus that pass rush inside. And then Jared, obviously, he's going to come in and play right tackle for us. It's been a hole for us. And so he's been, you know, he's had an great eight-year career, and you put him on the right side. So he's, a vet that's got a lot of experience and played very well. So we're excited to at least plug that hole for a little bit.
When you looked at free agency, how did you balance whether to be too aggressive or just knowing in the back of your mind, we got a bunch of draft picks coming up?
Well, that too, and that's where you always got to, you got to figure out how many slots you have. There's only 53 slots, and so, you know, you can't account backwards and figure out where you are, like you said, because of all the draft picks we have. But we felt like we wanted to be targeted in free agency. We got that with Case. Obviously, he was the target first, right out of the gate. We're able to get him, locked up, which is, makes me feel much more comfortable. And then, adding to it. So now we'll get back, get into the draft, and we got a lot of good picks there too. So hopefully, we take advantage of that.
In the free agency process, when you're looking at it, negotiating throughout the years, so many free agents have said you're such a talented negotiator, or the Broncos are. What's your approach when you go to the negotiating table?
Well, we try to do what's best for both, for the player as well, for the Broncos, and how it fits into our team, it fits into our budget. You know, obviously that pie is only so big, and so, we have a good feel for what we believe the player value is, and so we try to stay disciplined to that and stay true to that.
You mentioned that you're going to look at all options with that number five pick, including maybe a quarterback. Being a former quarterback yourself, what attributes are you looking for from these guys?
Well, I mean, I think, you look at them, they're all talented physically, and any quarterback that plays in this league is very talented physically because they got to be able to throw the football, move around, and be athletic, be tough. But it's always hard trying to find out what they're made of and the inside, because really half the quarterback position is really about heart and being able to stand in there in tough situations and really take the beating that you take, not only on the field but off the field. And so, trying to figure that out and who's going to be able to handle that the best is always the most difficult thing.
The draft is about a month away. What positions have the most depth?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of a lot of defensive backs, and there's some good wide receivers and running backs and really deep class and running backs, and so obviously the quarterback, it's a deep quarterback draft too. So there'll be a lot of good football players available for us.
You got to weigh that in the back of your mind when you think about that number five pick.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I think it's funny how everyone thinks they know what we're taking. I don't know what we're taking yet. I think we still have to do all our homework and ultimately look at all the different situations that could come up, whether it be a trade back or possible trade up, and kind of look at all those and then just, see where it falls. And so, and then plus go through all those scenarios that if this happens, we'll do that. If that happens, we'll do this. And so we're in the process and, in the next month, we're getting busy on that. And then so by the time we get to that, to the draft, we'll have a good plan in place.
Last one for you here, John. We're at the league meetings. We're missing Broncos owner Pat Bowlen, though.
Yeah, and I think that's the sad thing. I think, for him not to be here because he had such an impact, on where the league has come, where it came, where it is today, and he had so involved with that. And plus, it's always nice to get down here and, have so many people ask about him, and see how he's doing. And so he's very much missed.
With the contributors committee getting two nominees this year, you feel like this might be the year?
I sure hope so. We're going to be pressing hard for it. But the good thing is, I don't think there's a doubt that he's going to get in. It's just a matter of when.
We will be wanted sooner rather than later,
right?
All right, John. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. You got it, Phil.